is the way to the Father. He is the way for my salvation. He is the way for my breakthrough. He is my everything. Oh, everything. Everything in my life. Oh, He is my everything. For everything. My everything in my life. Jesus is the way.
Finance, breaking the mold. Finance, we are breaking the mold. We will learn from the scriptures. We'll take instruction from the scriptures. The wisdom of God is superior to the wisdom of man. Can you tell your neighbor, the wisdom of God is superior to the wisdom of man. The ways of God, they are above the ways of men. You follow the ways of God, you will only be above, not beneath. You'll only be the first, not the last. So when you follow, okay, when you follow the ways of God, you'll only be above, you'll only be the first. Unfortunately, most of us come to church for religious reasons. We come to church for religious reasons. And I hope today we didn't come to church for religious reasons. We have come to church because we have, or we want to have, a personal relationship with Jesus the Christ. Amen? Amen? So we are teaching on finance, breaking the mold. We are teaching the subject, breaking the mold. We are focusing on first fruits. We are focusing on what? First fruits. Amen. In our church, we talk back. When we ask you to speak, please do speak back. Maybe as a visitor, I come as well many years ago as a young man. In our church, I used to sit down and the pastor says everything and then we go home. We never ask questions. Praise the Lord. So in the cell, you have the opportunity to go sit down in the cell and ask, why did pastor say so? Why? Then from there you learn and become a great teacher of the word yourself. Amen. What is the first fruit? This is the dictionary meaning. You can find this on your Oxford dictionary or any other dictionary you have. First fruit is the first agricultural produce of a season, especially an offering offered to God. A first fruit, especially an offering offered to God. So a first fruit is an offering offered to God. The first fruit, the first result of work. So when you are starting to work, the first part of your work belongs to God. And the first payment to superior by the new holder of office. So when you talk about first fruit, it's the first thing that we have. Every firstborn is a first fruit. Every firstborn. Can I see the firstborn? In the first service, we realize we have a lot of firstborns in the church. So we need to change the name. Yeah, lift up your hand high. You are not sure if you are the firstborn or lastborn. Firstborns are clear. You see, we have a lot of... Maybe we should change the name of the church to be the church of the firstborn. What do you think? Huh? What about us, the second and the third? You people are selfish. The firstborn belongs to God. Can you tell your neighbor who's the firstborn and say, you belong to God? The firstborn belongs to God. You remember in the book of 1 Samuel, Hannah was childless. She came before God and she said, if you give me a son, if you give me a child, I will give the child back to you. The child already belonged to God. But she said, I will not redeem the child. Every firstborn child needs to be redeemed. Isn't it? Sometimes we don't teach this much. In the church, when we do baby dedication, we usually say to the parents, give a dedication, a redeeming offering. Have you seen people giving an offering in the church? It's a redeeming offering to say to the Lord, we are grateful for what you have done for us. So we are giving an offering. Jesus as well, the parents did the same thing. So we are teaching to be in the scriptures. Amen. Now, Hannah said to the Lord, I will give the first fruit of my womb, the first child, I will give to you as a first fruit. So when Samuel was born, she took Samuel, left Samuel in the house of God, and never took Samuel back home. When Samuel was about 3, 4 years, maybe 5 years old. And from there, year after year, once a year, when she goes to church, you know, because the church was far. Once a year when she goes to church, she'll go and meet her son. And that was it. But the son didn't, he possibly even when he quoted, to say, how many children you have? He wouldn't include Samuel. He'll say, I've got 5 children. But Samuel is not part of them. Even though I gave birth to Samuel, Samuel belongs to the Lord. Amen? Can you tell your neighbor, you are the first fruit unto the Lord. You belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. So that will be my encouragement. We are reading the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Verse 9 and 10. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thine increase. Verse 10, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Amen. So we read this. We are just going to go through the few scriptures, and we will build on this. We are teaching on the first fruit, finance, the first fruits. The first fruits, number one, the first fruit include all the things required by the Lord. All the first things, they are required by the Lord. All the first things in your life belongs to God. And we are reading the book of Nehemiah, chapter 10, verse 35 to 37. And I read from New King James's. And we have made, ordinances to bring the first fruit of our grounds and the first fruit of the fruits of all the trees year by year to the house of the Lord, to bring the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstborn of our herds and our flocks to the house of our God, to the priest who minister in the house of our God, to bring the first fruit of our dough, our offerings, the first fruit from all kinds of trees, this new wine and oil, to the priest, to the storehouse of the house of our God, and to bring the tithe of our land to the Levites, for the Levite should receive the tithe in all our farming communities. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. The best of the sacrifices shall be the priest. Okay, I jumped a line. The best of all the first fruit of any kind and every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices shall be the priest. Also, you shall give to the priest the first of your ground meal to cause a blessing to rest upon you. So there are two things why we give first fruit. Number one, in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Number 10 tells us we give the first fruit so that our barns will be filled with plenty and our vats will overflow with wine. The second part, we give our first fruits so that there will be an increase upon our life. When we come to church, we pay our offerings. People usually say we are giving donations. In our church, we do receive donations, but we don't receive donations because we pray for what you give. So it's an offering to the Lord. Is that fine? You see, a donation, you can meet a blind person on the street. If it's a good blind person, you drop a 20 cents or 50 cents, 100, one rand or 10 rand. The person, if he's nice, he will say to you, bless you. In other words, they are saying, may God increase you that you will come and give more. Is that fine? So in the church, when we give our first fruits, we give our first fruits so that there will be a change in our life. Hallelujah. So that the Lord will bless us. So I said, number one, for the one that we did, we said the first fruits include all the things required by the Lord. Hallelujah. Another number one. Praise the Lord. Okay, before we go to the other number one, God has a financial system for his children. God's will is that all of his children should prosper financially and materially. Can you tell your neighbor, God desires that you may prosper financially and materially, that you may do well in this life. Amen. So God doesn't want you to struggle. God, with God, you will not need to function at the point of disadvantage. Some of us, we are always at the point of disadvantage. We are not functioning at the best of what life could give. So God is an equalizer. Those who follow the instructions of God, God will equalize their life. Those who follow the wisdom of Babylon or the wisdom of Egypt or the wisdom or systems of this world, they will find themselves consistently in need and in want, because the system of the world doesn't equalize, doesn't bring you up, it brings you down. I'll prove it to you as I preach. We are talking about breaking the mold, coming out of the environment, the difficult environment that you have found yourself, and you have come to believe that this is the only way life has to be. But today I've got good news for you. God has a good plan for your life, a life that he desires for you, that you may prosper. Hallelujah. So we read the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. And another number one, honor the Lord with your substance. Or you can make it number two for your sake. Let's say number two. You honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of your increase. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of your increase. The first fruit releases an increase. Can you speak to your neighbor? The first fruit releases an increase. So the Bible teaches us that the first fruit releases an increase on our barns. It increases and it brings an increase in all of our life. It is about multiplying. The first fruit is about multiplying the increase. Can you tell your neighbor, the first fruit is about multiplying the increase? You have an increase, but the first fruit multiplies the increase. Hallelujah. Can you tell your neighbor, you have an increase, but the first fruit multiplies your increase. Hallelujah. The first fruit multiplies your increase. The first fruit is holy. Number two or number three on your notes. The first fruit multiplies or gives an increase. The first fruit is holy or set apart. Sorry. The first fruit is holy or set apart to the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, I'm married. My wife is set apart to me. I cannot sleep with any other, nor could my wife sleep with any other. The two of us are set apart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we say it's holy to the tithe is holy to the Lord. The first fruit is holy to the Lord. Cannot be used for any other. Even though me and you, we know that you are using the first fruit and the tithe for yourself. Isn't it? Tell your neighbor, God forgive. God forgive you. Hallelujah. So you cannot use the first fruit, otherwise the first fruit will eat your life. Poverty has come because we don't take instruction very well. Can you tell your neighbor, poverty has come because we don't take instructions? Yeah. Tell your neighbor, don't be sad. Don't be angry. Change. Hallelujah. The result of faithful paying of first fruit is very clear. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, specifically verse 10, it tells us that God will increase. It says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst. So there is an increase when we pay the first fruit unto the Lord. God increases. Riches and wealth is given in paying the first fruits and tithe. The wisdom of the world will tell you, the more you save for yourself, you'll do well. Next week we'll teach on offerings. How does God use offerings to prosper you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Can we say amen again? Amen. Can you say amen again? Amen. Can you put some life to it and say amen? So when I say amen, if you give that kind of amen, amen is just to say, I agree. I will prosper. I agree with God. Is that fine? Amen. You see, these ones, they've got it. Do you agree?
Amen.
Yeah. We agree. We want the blessing. Amen? Amen. So the first fruit is there. God wants to multiply and increase that which we have in our hand. Number four on your part, which is number three on my part. First fruit will increase a blessing to rest, or will cause a blessing to rest on your house. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. The first fruit will cause a blessing to rest on your house. Ezekiel 44, 30 says, the best of all first fruits of any kind and every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices shall be the priest. Also you shall give to the priest the first of your ground meal to cause a blessing to rest upon your house. We spoke about this earlier, that God wants to cause, you give because God wants to cause a blessing to come upon your life. May the blessing come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. I said, may you receive the blessing of the Lord upon your house in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Riches are given to you to rescue your life. First fruit enables that riches be given to you so that your life will be rescued. But the poor cannot take instruction. You see, there are people who are poor. Part of the poverty, the main reason why people are poor is because they can't take instruction. Can you speak to your neighbor and say, neighbor? Yeah. People are poor because they don't take instruction. Ask them, do you take instruction? Let them answer you. You see, when you say to people, sex before marriage is not good, most people don't listen to you because, I mean, in the church, we preach so hard against sex before marriage. Am I right? But your neighbor is having sex. Look at your neighbor and say, but you. Now you need to understand that sex was meant for the married, not for the unmarried. Because when you don't follow the instruction, what it does, certain things grow into your system that becomes a trap for you. Have you heard the word acquired taste? Have you heard the word acquired taste? You see, you are eating masonja. Masonja, you are used to eating these worms and you're thinking it's the best food on earth. Because when you grew up, it's the only food you were given. Afal, malamuhud, you know afal? Intestines. People will say it's African food. That's not true. It's a food for the poor. It's a food you can afford. You know, it's true. Don't be sad. Change. No, don't be sad. No. We buy offal because it's the cheapest meat we can find. And the other part is because we grew eating it, we have developed a taste for it. Tell your neighbor, please smile. Don't intimidate the pastor. Hey. You grew eating what you are eating. What you are eating is because you were made to eat it. So when you are eating, you have acquired the taste. Pap is not the best thing for you. In a sense, this wise maize pap is not good for African people. It was imposed on Africans to eat it because they wanted to commercialize. They could not plant sorghum. You know sorghum? Millet. You know millet? The white men could not plant those crops because birth is hectic. It's too much work. So they introduced maize and they commercialized it and they forced us. We never eat. Go and ask if your grandmother is still alive. Ask them, what did you eat when you were growing up? They'll tell you, they never ate white pap. It was not African to harvest white maize. Tell your neighbor, change. Don't be sad. Is that fine? So when we talk to you and we say sex is not good for you, it doesn't make sense because Satan knows when you have acquired the taste, this thing will trouble your marriage, will create instability in your relationship. Your children will grow fatherless. Most of you have been raised as single parent families. It is sad. This thing, Satan has worked it within our system. I know you don't agree with me. This is true. Sleep around, you will see. No, I'm telling you, sleep around, you will see. It will develop into your system that when you have a husband, you will desire somebody else. You are married, you have a wife. You desire. I always stand and say, I'm very happy I got born again at a very young age. It's true. I got born again at a young age. And it's the grace of God. Is that fine? So don't be sad. Be excited. I got born again at a young age. Because I never had all these many relationships that people have. People used to call us stupid because we never had girlfriends. I'm telling the truth. They used to tell us we will get mad because we are not sleeping around. Now today they cannot hold anything. They can't hold. They've been married first wife, second wife, third wife. When you meet them, they still ask you, oh, are you still married to the same woman? Because for them, they've been moving around. I'm talking some of the people I grew up with. I'm talking to somebody. So when the Bible says don't do this, when the Bible says forgive, God is not out of tune. Regardless how hard and painful you have suffered, the greatest release you can have is to take the word of God and say, I'm hating, I'm going through pain. This person caused so much difficulty for me. I release them and I'm free from their hate. Then you'll see grace, healing, ability to move forward. But when you don't take instruction, the Bible says you are poor because you don't take instruction. It's not me. Tell your neighbor, don't be angry, change. Yes. You are poor because you don't take what? Instruction. Okay, let's read it because you think it's me. It says, the ransom of a man's life are his riches, isn't it? But the poor heareth not rebuke. The other translation says, the poor doesn't take instructions. Most of you don't take instruction. Tell your neighbor, I know you don't take instruction. Most of us, we do what we like. Time will catch up with us. I always say to young people when they rebel against the basic principles of life, I say, I have time and you have time. Even if I die, time will stand for my chance. One day you will remember what I told you, and it might be too late. You might not be able to turn around. You might have to live with the choice you have made. Don't forget, Satan wants you to rebel at your young age, like your mother and your dad did. And when we are grown, the rebellion, our youthful rebellion has come to haunt us. But your mother will never tell you that we are stuck where we are stuck because I made a bad choice when I was your age. They said the day you rebelled against your father is the day of your downfall. But you see, the harvest doesn't come the day you plant the seed. Isn't it? It takes some time. I always say to children, you will have your own children, then you will know. Today you think you are there. You'll conceive, have children. We will watch you. We'll be on the sideline. We will spoil your children as grandparents. We'll give them sweets and whatever. And then after we spoil them, we send them back to you. We send them back to you. Then you will know how life is like. And you will realize, I'll be a grandparent as well. You'll tell your children, one day I'll be a grandparent. I'll be watching you. I will remind you. May the Lord have mercy on us. Okay, let's read the book of Proverbs 13:8. It says, the ransom of a man's life is his riches. But the poor does not take rebuke. The poor continue in their poverty because when you correct them, you know, when you have poor people, you correct them. They say you undermine them. If you have said sometime when somebody was talking to you, say, I think it's because I'm poor, then you know you are poor. When you don't take instruction, poverty will cling to you. Am I telling somebody? When you don't take instruction, poverty will do what? Will cling to you. I've spoken to a young woman many years ago. I said to her, she came in and said, she brought herself, said, hey, Mfundis, I want to buy a car. What do you say? She's looking for advice. I said, go buy yourself. This is the class of cars you should buy. A car, Atos, Picanto, you know, all the small cars, starter packs. They are good starter packs. You put petrol for 200, the whole tank is full. It will give you 1,000. It will give you 1,200 kilometers. In other words, you can drive from here to Cape Town without even having to think about petrol. And after we spoke, week or two, she comes back with a big car. A big small car. You know, there are big small cars. The big small cars are BMW 1 Series, Mini, Cooper, what else? Help me, somebody. Volvo. What do you call it? Audi A3. Now there is a new Audi. They go and buy those cars. You are poor. Because you are thinking in the mind of how other people see you. Don't forget, the poor don't think. Don't take instruction. The poor don't have understanding. They are just worried about how they appear. Anyway, before you pack and leave, even though I said you must sit down, let me preach and we go home. So that next week you come back, isn't it? Otherwise you'll say, that man was shouting at us. You know, somebody was telling me, I'm shouting at people sometimes when I preach. I say, it's because I've made everybody to be my family member. So I can't help it. I must consistently, even though I know people are breaking the rules, they are doing what they like, I need to say it again. One day it will come in. So I hope you are getting it. May the Lord bless you. Matthew 6:33, please. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So my encouragement to us, let us seek first the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us, God knows you need a house, you need a husband, you need the children, all these things you need. But the scripture says, seek first what? The kingdom of God, and all these things will be what? Will be added. You want great things to be added in your life? Follow instruction. Follow the word. The wisdom of God is superior to the wisdom of man. The wisdom of man says, get what you can and can what you get. Isn't it? Yeah. Everything that you have, sit on it. The Bible says there is one who has, but has got more. And there is one who doesn't have, and he lacks. The stingy person who doesn't give, who tries to save as much as everything that they've got, that the most poorest of them all. Tell your neighbor, smile, so that they don't see he's talking about you. Tell your neighbor, don't look aside, just look straight. Nobody will realize he's talking about you. Nobody will realize he's talking about you. Tell your neighbor, don't be sad, change. Don't be angry, change. God has a good plan for your life. Tell your neighbor, God has a good plan for your life. A plan to prosper you. Yeah, that's for sure. Jesus didn't die in vain. No, he didn't die in vain. He didn't die that we go to heaven. That is secondary. Heaven we're going, is for sure. But eternal life starts here. By living a great and awesome life while we are on earth. So that others can see the faithfulness of God and his promises coming to pass upon our life. May the promises of God come upon your life in Jesus' name. Amen. May you receive the grace of God to prosper in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the word of the Lord stand for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. May your enemies see you prosper and move forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the words others, evil words others have spoken, may they not come to pass upon your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, you will succeed. Can you tell your neighbor, you will succeed, you like it or not? As long as you come to church, you will succeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't forget, Job. You remember the brother, is it Lot, the cousin to Abraham? You remember? His prosperity didn't come because he was a good businessman. No. His prosperity came because he was always around Abraham. Because we know when he left Abraham, things went bad. Isn't it? Tell your neighbor, as long as you keep company, you'll do well. Hallelujah. This is why we say, show us your friends and we'll tell you your future. You show us your friends, we'll tell you you're going too far. Or this one, you're going nowhere. This is why your mother told you, the boyfriend you have is not a good boy. Don't argue with your mother. She has lived before you. She knows what she's talking about. She has passed that route before. So she knows telltale signs of a bad boy. But for you, you think you are smarter than your mother. This is why you'll be stuck in life. Your mother will tell you the truth. Say, run. But you don't run. You say, I'm smarter than my father. How can you be smarter than your father? You are the foundation of your life is your father. That's why the Bible says, honor your what? your father and your mother, for it's a commandment with what? With a promise. He says with long life. Long life doesn't include living long. It includes living a fatty good life. Yeah, a prosperous life. Where others see you and wish they were you. Yeah, people should wish they were you. Have you been in that situation where people wish they were you? Yeah. They wish they were you. May people wish that they were you. Hey. You see, you are sleeping. You missed it. May the Lord have mercy on us. You break the mold by paying the first fruit. We are free because we pay the first fruit. So I'm going to take you, this is the second part of our, or third part of our teaching. This service, I want to finish all the, in the next coming 15 minutes, all the 9 points. So we are going to go through them. I'll try to explain as little as possible, but I wish you will be, I believe you will be blessed. Amen. Under seeking first the kingdom of God, as we talk about first fruit. First fruits, number one, first fruit will release your labor because the first fruit is dedicated to the Lord. First fruit will release your labor, your work. The work of your hands will prosper because you trust the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 7. It says, for the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He knows your through this great wilderness, these 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You were lacking nothing. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12 says, the Lord will open to you his good treasure. May the Lord open to you his good treasure.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine when you come to somebody's house and he takes his credit card or his bank card and says, you can go shopping. And you ask, how much should I shop? They say, shop until you drop. Then you know, this guy is loaded. It doesn't matter what you do. You are not scratching them a bit. You want to tell somebody? Yeah, go and buy. And you are looking around. You know, when you give a poor person to go and buy, they go to the same usual shop they are used to. They're going to buy quarter, spatula, you know, by sunny side. They will buy the most expensive one. We haven't started. You know, there is a true story that was on Reader Digest. The man lost, it was more like a case study. The man lost, his wife lost a credit card. And then he lost his card as well. So, the wife lost the card. And then a thief picked up the card. Or somebody picked up the card and started going shopping, swiping. But he was swiping small amounts below a certain amount so that they will not demand a PIN code and whatever. So he will go and swipe now and then. And so when the guy was caught and the husband was being asked by the magistrate, why didn't you report that the card is lost? He says, the man, this person is poor, I notice. He was swiping small amounts now and then. Once in a while, he will test if the card works, you know. He says, but if it was my wife. So he says, I'm happy because my wife didn't have the card. The card is lost and this person is swiping 200. He goes to his usual shop, ShopRite. He has just bought Malana, Mautuana and Dikilana. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So don't forget, the first fruit releases our labor. First fruit is not a tithe. You remember we did the example. Maybe let me have 10 people again. Let's do that example. Can I have my 10 men? Please come quickly. Oh, you are not sure you are a man. You want to look first. 10. This is 4, 5, 6, 7. 3 missing. Some people are full of pride. They want us to call them by name. Please come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1 missing. Hey, ladies. You see? Oh, you can go away, my brother. Thank you. So there are 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Isn't it? So we are going to count. Help me to count the number. It's what?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How many are they? There are 10. So we said tithe is what? 1/10 of our income, isn't it? So we are counting. We want to see the tithe. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The gentleman, your name again, my brother? Promise. Now here we have Isaac, the promise, isn't it? Now here's promise. Promise is our number 10 and is our tithe. Where's the envelope? Let's put him in the envelope quickly. So promise in this regard is what? It's our tithe. Praise the Lord. So, but the first, if we're starting with the first will be who? The first will be who? We'll see, sir. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, the first is given, is the first fruit of everything. The first child, all the other children are free, isn't it? Isn't it? The first one. The first child belongs to the Lord, isn't it? The first salary belongs to the Lord. Oh, I thought you said it to me. Okay, the first salary belongs to the Lord. Everything first belongs to the Lord, isn't it? And every other increase that comes every time belongs to the Lord. Does it make sense? Can we give it an offering? Gentlemen, you may take your seats. Hallelujah. Remember the song, He anoints my head with oil. I mean, I just touched his head slightly, but... Praise the Lord. Okay, so the first fruit belongs to the Lord. And we pay the first fruit so that God will increase our increase. Can you tell your neighbor we pay the first fruit so that God will increase our increase? That was number one. Number two, the first fruit increases fertility of the land. The first fruit increases the fertility of the land. You break the mold by being obedient. Proverbs 30 verse 9. The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hands, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers. Praise the Lord. We read Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. It says, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give you the rain in your land in its season, and to bless the work of your hands, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Most of us borrow. So if you are borrowing, you are cursed. Tell your neighbor, don't be angry. Change. No, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, isn't it? And he hath no sorrow to it. And it gives us an understanding. The verse we just read, it says, you shall lend. The blessing is, you shall lend what? To many, but you shall not what? Can you speak to your neighbor? You shall lend to many. You shall lend to many. But you shall not borrow. Tell your neighbor, look forward. Pastor is talking about you, but behave like he's not talking about you. You shall not borrow. Tell your neighbor, you shall not borrow. Behave like it's not talking about you. Tell your neighbor, you shall not borrow. Tell your neighbor, look straight and smile like he's not talking about you. Yeah. You shall not what?
Borrow.
Most of us borrow. I know some of you say, I'm not working, I'm not borrowing. We had a young woman in the church who was selling lollipops. You know lollipops, stock sweets. You know lollipop. He says, Mfundis, I was asking, I see you no longer sell these sweets anymore. He says, Mfundis, they owe me, all these people. I said, please don't include me in all, because I've not. So she says, they will ask for the sweet. I'll give you the money, but they never pay. So it's a loan. Can you imagine? You have scholar to supply it. You are lunch. You are eating lunch by credit. You know, that woman who sits there and cooks every day. You go there, 20 rand every day, I'll pay you month end. You are poor. You are what? Tell your neighbor, you can't eat food on credit. That's serious poverty. I know of a man, if I was to tell you the name, you will know who I'm talking about. He was having his lunch. It was a cup, a glass of milk, plus brown bread. He took the two slices and squashed them like we usually do. No butter, no nothing. And started biting his bread and milk. And somebody was asking, now you are rich, why are you eating? He says, I grew up eating like this. Nothing has changed. Is that fine? He says, the money I have hasn't changed the person I am. I still enjoy bread. It's what we call acquired taste. I grew up eating bread with milk. I enjoy bread with milk. I'll eat bread with milk. And it's healthy, in essence. Is that fine? Can you tell your neighbor, you cannot eat food on credit? Some of you have got clothing accounts. Tell your neighbor, if you have a clothing account, you are very poor. Tell your neighbor, don't be angry, change. Oh, let's repeat it. I see quite a number of mothers, their heads are going like. Can you tell your neighbor, if you have clothing account, you are really poor. Tell your neighbor, don't be angry. Change. Don't forget, God has given us China as a blessing. This suit I'm putting on is from China. It doesn't matter the name they write on it. The t-shirt you are putting on is from China. The hairpiece on your head is from China. Everything that you have put on is from China. You better grow up quickly where you are buying your clothes. Let me tell you, there is a shop here. I used to buy my clothes there. It's a men's boutique shop. It used to be in Arcadia. I don't know if it's still there. We have it in Main Lane. We have it in Brooklyn. I used to buy most of my clothes there. One day I bought. I had my paper bag. And there was a shop next door, Chinese shop. I hope it's still there. I've not been to Sankadia for some time. When I entered that shop, the same clothes I bought. I'm telling you that the shirts, you know, you remember the shirts that used to have three. The Chinese had them. I kicked myself. And I said, why didn't I come to this shop first? That was the last time I visited that shop. And I said, Lord, I accept that you have sent China to relieve us of poverty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The same way as God has sent Uber to help us, isn't it? You can just send a WhatsApp now and say, I want taxi. It will be here any minute. It's a help from God. I know you don't think that way. For me, I think that way. It's a help from God. He's making your life easy, but you are complex. Can you tell anybody? But I know you are a very complex person. You don't want simple things. You want complicated things. You. First fruits sets us free. Amen. We are number three. Acknowledge. First fruit is an acknowledgement of the blessing of the Lord upon the work of our hands. We acknowledge that God has helped us. But I know you don't want to acknowledge that God has. You know, Africans, they are those people that even when you have helped them, they will deny that you helped them. Yeah, most of people in the church, they are like that. I help them when they leave the church. Some of them, I've taken them to school. I've paid for their rent. I mean, I can quote. Some of them have been a surety for their first car. But the day they leave, they have forgotten. They speak bad. And I, really? I wish I could withdraw my investment. Sister Pauline, what do you think? I say, after I work so hard, Mabunda. Hey, some of you are like that. Don't be like an orphan. Tell your neighbor, don't be like an orphan. Who always believe if his mother was alive, his father was alive, they will give him better. Let me tell you, that's not true. Chances are that if your parents were alive, you wouldn't be where you are. You have been helped because your parents were not there. Ask those who have their parents, but they can't go to university. But you have gone to university even though you are an orphan. Somebody's paying the price for you. Am I talking to somebody? But you're ungrateful. Every time you complain, you say, yeah, these people, they are like this. I met one orphan who's very successful. He was refusing to help the children of the parents that helped him, to help her. He says, we had the same opportunity. I say, that's not true. The children who are orphans, we compensate. We give them more support than our own children because you don't want to be accused. You know yourself, you are an orphan. You know. We don't want to be accused that we didn't give the support that was necessary. We pay more at the university. We pay more for everything. Because if we don't do it, I'm talking to somebody, I'm sure. Yeah. Because if we don't, we are ungrateful. We are some of the most ungrateful people. We forget too quickly. May the Lord have mercy on us. Amen. You will not forget, I know. Amen. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. May the Lord make you rich. May your life have no sorrow in Jesus' name. Amen. Even though sometimes pain and difficulties are the things that makes us wise. This is why the Bible says it's better to be in the house of mourning than in the place where there is plenty and partying. Don't be like a young person. A young person always thinks they will be young. You see, I used to think like you, but I've discovered I'm growing old. There are things I used to do I can't do anymore. Matter to somebody. Time will catch up with you, so you better be responsible now. Number four, the paying of first fruit is an entry point to the covenant of provision, supply, and reliance on the Lord Jehovah Jireh. Genesis 22:14. I'll repeat for your sake. A paying of first fruit is an entry point into the covenant of provision. For God to be Jehovah Jireh to you. Proverbs 22:14, it says here, and Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the month of the Lord shall be provision. Praise the Lord. On Monday, I went to Israel. I came back yesterday. I went to the Wailing Wall. On the Wailing Wall, not far from there, it's believed that that's where Abraham did the sacrifice. It is believed that that same spot is where Jacob prayed, and the ladder was open. Where he saw, he says, I did not know that this place is what? Is the gate of heaven. So when I was on the Wailing Wall, I was praying for you. I prayed for you. I said, Lord, I pray for every member of our church that they will not fail in this life. I prayed for families, that our families will not suffer divorce and separation. I prayed our children will not be beggars in their own land. I put, you know, on the Wailing Wall, you write. It's not the prayer that you just speak with your mouth. They want you to write it because you stuff it on the wall. They believe that place is the most holy place. So I said, let me join them. So I was shaking and praying and saying, Lord, remember my people. Remember what? Tell your neighbor, I was included in that prayer. My success, you will see it. You like it or not, I'm going to break through. You will eat from my hand. Tell them, you will eat from my hand. I am the blessed of the Lord. Even though it doesn't show, it is here. It's the provision, Jehovah Jireh. That's why Abraham discovered God, in the mount of the Lord, there will be provision. When you follow instruction and you love the Lord, you will see the provision of the Lord. Time runs when we preach nice. I don't know what's wrong with this time. May the Lord have mercy. Number five. And this is where we will stop. I think this is where God wants us to stop. Because second service, that's how far we have gone. But by the grace of God, we will make the material available one day. Amen? Amen. Number five, when we pay our first fruit, we declare the name of the Lord upon the land and its produce. Leviticus 23, verse 39-43. It says, also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day, there shall be a Sabbath rest. And on the eighth day, a Sabbath rest. And you shall take for yourself on the first day the fruits of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the brow of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord your Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in the booth for 7 days. All who are native Israel shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I've made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord. What are the booths? The booths were more like temporary shelters, like a tent. God was saying to them, I want you to remember consistently that I'm the one who have provided for you. Amen. So 4 points, then I close. Number one, under that verse, Leviticus 23, 39 to 43. One, we pay or we give our first fruit. The giving of the first fruit is a reminder of God's provision during the years of slavery and struggle. God, we are remembering the Lord. We are saying, Lord, when I did not know you, when I was a pagan, when we were struggling, you were there with me. The years of struggle, Lord, you were with me. The years of slavery, you were with me. Then we are looking at the wandering years in the desert. There are other people who have been working the rest of their life until they got born again. They never saw what they worked for. When we pay the first fruit, we are saying to the Lord, we recognize that. Number two, 5.2, it is a celebration of victory over dependency and poverty. A celebration of victory over dependency and poverty. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three, it is a breakthrough offering. Our first fruit is a breakthrough offering, a reminder of God's grace upon us. We come before the Lord, we say we are grateful for your grace upon our life. Number four, it is a reminder that all the material things we have are a blessing and they are temporal. All that you have, you might lose in the morning. All. The wife, the children, the house, everything you have might just disappear just like that. You will not be the first one. So when we give the first fruit, we are saying to the Lord, we recognize your contribution upon our life. We recognize your grace upon our life. We seek you as being the first in everything that we do. So we remember that the material things we have, the cars we drive, the houses we stay in, they are only temporary. You have borrowed them to us, and we are grateful for them. Hallelujah. That's the few things. I'll just rush through them, but I will not. Number six was redeeming our seeds from miscarriage and failure. When we pay our first fruits, we are redeeming our seed from miscarriage and failure. And then number seven, we're going to go into. It opens the heavens upon the seed and the land, and the owner of God's blessing. Number eight, first fruit stops the devourer from claiming the land as his territory. And number nine, we surrender the fruitfulness of our land to the Lord. So we are going to pray. We couldn't go through that, but we are going to pray. I want you to come before the Lord, to pray to the Lord that you become fruitful, that your life may be restored, that you may become the first fruit unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, when you are the first fruit, you become the apple of the apple of God's eye. You know, you become the center of his attention. Can we bow our heads together as we pray? Please, no one moving, no one going anywhere. Let's be quiet. Let's close our eyes, bow our heads. We're going to pray. I want to pray together with you if you are here today. But I want you first to pray for yourself. We just read now, the book says, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When we read, the Bible teaches us the pagans, those who do not know God, they are seeking these things. Even ourselves, we have come before the Lord. The Lord has already provided. He said to me, follow my instruction. If you hearken unto my word and follow it consistently, then I will bless you. This blessing will come upon your life. Even this morning, I want us to pray that may the blessing come. Can we pray together? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We give you praise. I pray for each and every parent, child, father that are here. We pray for ourselves. We repent to God for our rebellion, our inconsistencies. Father, our hatred towards the ways of God. Today, Father, we repent. We pray. Father, forgive us. Restore us. Lord, touch our life, that, Lord, we may come to the knowledge of the truth. You said, I have a good plan for you, a plan to prosper you, not to harm you, but to make you move forward. Lord, we pray for ourselves, for this plan to come upon our life. I commit this day each and every person that is seated here by the power of the Holy Spirit, that your will and your purpose, O God, will be fulfilled upon our life. That rebellion will not be part of our life. As you spoke to Saul, the first king of Israel, that rebellion is not good. It's tantamount to witchcraft. You say, Father, to share is better than to sacrifice. We pray even today for your grace in the name of Jesus.
A sovereign cornerstone, we surrender to your will.